Well, Democrats want to give illegal immigrants representation in Congress and the ability to affect electoral votes, which would mean follow that trail. Who gets elected to president? What laws get enacted? That is how they voted on a new bill. We're going to look at that text in just a minute. But also, illegal immigrants are making demands for their shelters of more fresh food and limitless hot showers. Now, this Sunday is Mother's Day, and I've been thinking about all the things that I want every year, which is basically like, I'd like a meal that I don't have to shop for, prepare, or clean up after, right? I don't want to go to a restaurant. I don't want to have to get my kids all dressed up. I just want to be handed food like my children are every day. Well, that's what I think must be nice, and that's what illegal immigrants in Denver have demanded, or else they have said they will not clear out their tent encampments in the city center. Here is a list of demands that an advocacy group on behalf of the migrants presented to the city, and the city agreed to almost all of them. So look at this. They want to cook their own fresh food with culturally appropriate ingredients provided by the city. So like you can't get tamales, you can't get, you know, whatever it is they want. They want culturally, don't give us this white people food. No rice pilaf. We don't like that. We're not having that. They want chicken, rice, flour, oil, butter, tomatoes. That's what they're saying, culturally appropriate. They want shower access without time limits and can be accessed whenever.
What are they, a teenage boy?
Right. Yeah, I mean, water is expensive. The problem is we don't actually pay for the price of water. We pay for water delivery. So, okay, who cares if we have a drought? Let them have limitless
hot these showers. Areas, yeah, Arizona, Colorado.
Right.
Like, yeah, areas that...
Do not tell me that I can only have a five-minute shower. They want medical professional visits regularly, and they want to be referred to a specialist if they need it. So, okay, you know, cardiologist, whatever. They want direct referrals. Now, funny enough, my sister-in-law, her family is military, and so she had some special needs and she needed to go to a specialist, and they required her to go through all kinds of hoops. You know, like military families can't get this in order to get an orthopedic doctor. But they want it, illegals want it right away. Not military families, no, screw off. But the illegals can get it.
I mean, it almost sounds fake. You know, I'm sitting here just like scoffing at this because it almost sounds fake.
Right. If we can just leave this up a little bit longer so that you can pause this screen or you can screenshot it and zoom in. I know it's hard to see, but I've just highlighted what I think is some of the craziest, like must be nice type demands. But I also think the 2, 8, and 9 is that they want privacy in the shelter and they don't want, you know, any physical or mental abuse. I get it. But they also don't want any sheriff sleeping inside or no monitoring 24/7.
Oh, they don't want to be watched or have any kind of policing.
Well, first of all, we've reported on how these migrant shelters are unsafe for women and children. Do they really want this?
And they are massive drug facilitation chambers. I mean, as Anthony Rubin from Muckraker has reported here on our show, he infiltrated, or his team infiltrated, these illegal migrant shelters in New York and New Jersey, and found that these were massive drug trafficking centers.
Yes.
So no wonder you don't want any policing of
New
these
York
facilities.
City police said that these are some of the most advanced crime rings that they have ever dealt with that are coming out of the migrant shelters. Number one. Number two, when they gave migrants gift cards worth cash, they got robbed. When they were sleeping, families, young girls, young moms with children, they were not safe. So who's saying that they don't want any police presence? Is it really the migrants saying this? Or is this advocacy group just think that's what they might want? And again, I don't want anyone living in squalor, but these are people making demands of working taxpayers in a place they came illegally and uninvited, well, at least by the taxpayers. Seems like the government may have.
Oh, the Biden administration totally invited them.
Invited them, right.
And Mayorkas and the Department of Homeland Security facilitated it.
Right.
With the help of thousands of NGOs.
But lawmakers are not stopping it. So they are basically Denver residents placing an order with you, saying, please fulfill these demands. Now, here's a woman who said that until these demands are guaranteed, she will not leave this tent encampment that the mayor has asked to be cleared out.
fácil porque uno no está acostumbrado a vivir así. Pero es lo que tocó.
Mandy Pimental has been at the Central Park encampment for a month with her four kids.
Con esto nos calentamos. Esto usamos para calentar.
Mandy wants to stay at this encampment, but the city has a planned sweep tomorrow because it's on private railroad-owned property.
El día de mañana nos han dicho que tenemos que desalojar.
Denver Human Services says families here have been offered 30 days in congregate sheltering. All of those offers turned down.
Pero en mi experiencia aquí, como en Denver, en los refugios, no tan buenas.
Declined over distrust. Families here don't necessarily believe the offer will become a reality.
Yo no me da garantía que ellos me digan de boca, vamos a un refugio. Si no me da un papel donde que yo diga, bueno, certifique que yo voy a estar 30 días, un mes, dos meses en ese refugio.
So no, she rejects this. Denver shelters are not good enough, she says. The city did meet their demands, so taxpayers will pay for these demands. But taxpayers are also being asked to open their own homes for migrants.
Now, if you're interested in learning more about hosting a migrant family, all you got to do is take out your phone, dial 211. It's as easy as that. You're going to be asked a few questions, things along the lines of how long are you able to host somebody? What kind of space are you available to provide? And Kettering says you can expect that phone call to last about 20 minutes. Reporting live in Denver, Nate Pelt, Fox 31.
Okay, so how long do you think this will be voluntary?
Yeah, before it becomes, it becomes mandatory.
Yes.
Like if you have a home in this particular metro area, mm-hmm. we are making demands now and we are going to, yes, we'll give you some sort of a tax break or there'll be something, maybe, who knows, but they will force you to do this.
That's worst case scenario, right?
Yeah.
This is
how far off are we?
Should be saying,
well, they're already,
no to.
They're already allowing people to sleep on private land, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're already allowing that to happen.
Yes.
And even you call the police and ask them to come remove these trespassers from your property, they're not doing anything about it.
Right. Well, that's what the owner of this railroad company is saying.
Exactly.
And the city's like, okay, we'll try, but they're not succeeding.
But they're not moving, clearly. So we can't do anything about it.
Right.
Okay.
Now, back to the bill that we talked about at the top of this show. How long until these illegals are used to subvert the electoral system? Now, Democrats voted against a bill this week that would require the census to calculate congressional and electoral representation based on citizenship only. Here is the bill, HR 7109, the Equal Representation Act. Now, it's a lot of double negatives, so let me explain. The bill requires the census to question and count U.S. citizens and use those calculations to decide how many congressmen and electoral votes each state gets. The Democrats don't want that, so they voted against this bill, but they were outvoted because there are more Republicans in the House. So it shows what they want is illegals to be counted in the census so that their states that offer sanctuary will have more power in Congress and more power to elect the president. In the House, take a look at the roll call. Every Democrat that voted against this, but it passed anyway because they were outvoted by Republicans. Now it heads to the Senate. It probably will not pass there. But it, again, shows the intention of Democrats, namely that they want to count illegals in the census to calculate representation in order to pervert the balance of power. I've been wanting to show you this video for quite some time because it's hilarious but sad. But this is so upsetting that I feel like we can only address this with humor. This is satire of a woman on TikTok who does amazing Kamala Harris impersonations. It feels true for what's happening on behalf of Democrats in this election year.
It's the same no matter who the Republican nominee.
Well, let me just tell you this. No matter who the Republican nominee is, we're winning.
You've seen the numbers, you know, a lot. Do you think Donald Trump at this point is a foregone conclusion?
Well, I'm really confident we're going to win because we're going to cheat, okay? We're going to cheat, and we have so many different ways how we're going to accomplish that. First of all, we're flooding the country with new voters. I was in charge of ignoring the border in order to make that happen. We're going to release a deadly virus, disease called X. Elon Musk can't have all the fun. You know, once we fearmonger the out of everyone, okay, we're going to go ahead and instill mail-in voting. That's how we won last time. Ooh, we've weaponized our entire Department of Justice to go after our opponent, right? And, you know, if all else fails, we'll release the holograms of the aliens and burn the country down, you know, whatever it takes. Go America.
She's so good.
That was really good.
I mean, it's not, you know, satire, of course, hits the nail on the head, right? I mean, flooding the country with illegal immigrants in order to vote.
Yes. Weaponizing the Justice Department, creating fear with viruses. Yeah. Check, check, and check. So I hope that at least made you laugh instead of cry. That's all we can do at this point. But let us know what you think of this.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.